This week in 1917 changed the lives of thousands of Chicago servicemen. Recruits at Fort Sheridan and the Great Lakes Naval Training Center prepared for action in Europe after Congress declared war against Germany. It was the beginning of America's participation in World War I.
For 2.5 years, the most powerful nation in the world had stood apart from Europe's mortal struggle. Now, at last, she was drawn in.
This week in 1934, Chicago had reason to celebrate. The Blackhawks beat the Detroit Red Wings 3-1 to take home the Stanley Cup. This week in 1955 saw the birth of an era in Chicago. Richard J. Daley was elected mayor at the age of 52. For the next 21 years, Daley used the mayor's office, along with the clout of the Democratic machine, to become one of the most powerful big city bosses.
We respect the constitutional rights and the human rights of everyone, but no one will take the law in their own hand or be law and order in Chicago as long as I'm mayor.
This week in 1968 brought a black eye to Daley's reign. In Chicago and across the nation, rioting broke out in response to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. 350 people were arrested for looting, and 162 buildings were destroyed by arson.
It began with a broken window. Then looters, like swarms of vultures, picked through merchandise, taking what they could carry.
Bulldozers cleaned up the debris, but left behind vacant lots that stayed empty 3 decades later. And that's just a glimpse of this week in Chicago. Until next week, I'm Ann Johnsos.
Traffic sponsored by RE/MAX. Here's Mary.